Hey Baiters, Frautologist here, and I wrote this article. I also wrote the poll that this article is based on that I posted a couple weeks ago, and so many of you were kind enough to share your comments and some of your stories and things that I figured I'll go ahead and tell you guys about my first Bait World Buddy experience. I moved to a big city in 2015. That was when I joined Bait World. Like within 24 hours of moving to a big city, I joined Bait World. I was aware of Bait World before, but I knew, I think I had gotten on when I lived in like a rural area, and this is when it was still pretty new. And you know, I knew that like even if I moved to like a medium-sized city, I'd have better chances of meeting baiters. So I waited until I actually, you know, had a job and moved somewhere into a big city. And, you know, I knew that, you know, I had better odds. And so, yeah, within like 24 hours of moving, my, you know, some of you probably know this, like once you start your Bait World profile, it kind of blows up, you know, everybody's looking at you. And I made a bunch of friends on there, all these different guys that I was chatting with. And there was one in particular, I'm going to call him Jay. And we chatted quite a bit. And then I noticed that on one of the apps on my phone, he was also on there, and he was in my area. Like he probably lived within a few blocks of me. So I pointed that out to him. I pointed out that like, hey, yo, like we are both chatting on Bait World as well as this other app. And he got excited and was like, well then, you know, there's no more, you know, beating around the bush. I guess this is just going to have to happen. And so as soon as he had like a night off, I think it was like the very next night. As soon as he got off work, he came over and, you know, we sat and chilled. I always recommend, like, this is my style. I know some guys like blow and go kind of things and very anonymous stuff, but that's never been my style. I like to at least spend like a good, you know, 10 minutes or so getting to know someone before I get to it. And he was very cute. He was my type. He had like a beard, you know, earrings and kind of a hairy body, but and skinny. We vibed, you know, and he was so cute though. He was the kind of guy that like, if I saw him in a bar, I would probably try to get the nerve to go talk to him. So it was working out pretty well for us. The other thing that I was going to say is like, I can be kind of clinical about all of this, especially because, you know, like you're about to do something that is a little bit, it's not the usual, it's not the norm for a lot of men who have sex with men, which is like, you're going to masturbate together. And I always like in that very beginning part, I like to lay the groundwork and say like, hey, this is what I expect us to do. You know, and I don't even, you know, I don't know. I just like to say like, kind of point out, I don't want to be too clinical. And that's, by the way, my name, Frautologist. It is about the fact that I'm really fucking clinical about shit. But yeah, I don't like to like be too much of a, you know, stickler or whatever, but I like to just kind of let them know. And the nice thing about it was Jay and me both have experience with the kind of thing. And I was going to point out the fact that when you meet a Bait World buddy in real life, like a lot of that groundwork is already laid out for you. And you, because it's such a niche, you know, website for people who enjoy mutual masturbation and edging and gooning and all this stuff. So you can get a lot of that out of the way. And there, for me and Jay, it was already, you know, kind of known what we were going to do. We went up to the bedroom. And I don't think I know we did watch porn, but I don't think we watched porn for very long because we didn't need to, because we were both really into each other. We got hard right away. We got naked right away. And next thing I know, we're like knee to knee and we're just having a good time. The very special thing about this first Bait World experience for me was that after we had our first really hot fucking encounter, which I think lasted at least half hour, maybe 45 minutes, really good, you know, introductory kind of bait session with Jay. I just figured I was going to lead him out the door and I was never going to see him again or whatever. And he kind of, we just started talking and then he just sat back down in the couch where he was before. And then I sat down and I got up, grabbed his glasses of water or something, but we just decided to chill. And so we chilled, and I think we just talked for like another half hour, hour about past experiences of ours and all this stuff. And like, we really were vibing, and I had a really good time. And the whole time, you know, we're talking and stuff, you know, I'm just thinking like, God, I can't wait to get his clothes off again. So, you know, when I expected that he was probably going to have to bounce, I, you know, I just said like, hey, are you sure you have to go? Like, you know, I could go, one more time if you want to. And he was like, sure. And I don't, you know, I think we made that one a little bit quicker, but it was just nice. And I love that. I always, like, ever since that time, like, I do, like, kind of mention to people that I meet on Bait World or wherever else for JO sessions, like, I always, like, say, like, you know, it'd be really cool if we got to come twice. You know, that's something I always like to, that's like a special little thing. And it means, definitely means that you're vibing with a person, because if he comes once and he just wants to leave, you know, it means you probably didn't vibe. But like, especially if someone's like traveling a long distance to meet, that's when I'm like, hey, like, I'll make it worth your while. Like, we're both going to come twice, you know. Anyway, so that was my experience with Jay. And after that, like, we did exchange numbers. And, you know, every once in a while we would hang out again. I think we grand total was probably like six times. When I lived in that big city, I ended up moving, you know, when COVID hit. But yeah, it was just nice. It was nice having like a reliable bait buddy. You know, I would go over to his place or he would come over to mine. Anytime one of us like bought like a new toy or had like new lubes or stuff, like we would let each other try it out and stuff. So it was just good to have like a nice chill bait buddy with like a good shorthand that I could talk to. And yeah, very relaxed, very chill. I hope everyone out there finds a bait buddy like that. I hope you can be inspired by my story. That's all I have to say. Thanks for reading the Baiter blog, and I'll see you in the comments.